It is a cold, rainy evening. After gathering your things, you lock up your studio. Then notice the rooftop door is open, making the stairwell smell like rain. With a sigh, you start your climb up the steps, listening as the city sounds get louder. And then you see a woman standing on the roof, looking at you through the open door. She beckons to you, and the desire to be closer to her is powerful. Something cold pools in your stomach and creeps up your spine, whispering a warning.
Come to me, come to me, come to me.
You put one foot in front of the other and walk towards her while gentle rain falls down your face. It drips from your eyebrows as you look up at her, running down your neck and soaking your clothes. "Hello," she says, tilting her head to examine you. "Did you have a busy day in your studio?" You can't bring yourself to answer. You saw fangs in her mouth as she spoke. Everything in your body is screaming at you to run, to get away. But the sight of her has you hypnotized, and you continue to look up at her, unblinking. Slowly, she approaches you, reaching out with a cold hand and running the back of her palm down your cheek. It's always a pleasure to watch your aura change. The colors are so beautiful. Tonight, especially. From deep red to pale green, shifting to dark blue as you walk forward and realize you're trapped. And now it's turning orange. Oh, it's every bit as beautiful as I thought it would be. Oh, you've met a vampire before. You just didn't realize. Don't worry. I will teach you everything. Kill you? No, never. Darling, I'm trying to preserve you. You look confused. Do you have any idea how breathtaking your art is? Twice now, it has left me completely hypnotized, unable to move or think. You'll forgive me for how I summoned you, but I thought a little payback was in order. No, no more questions. Come. Let's have a drink, my child. You feel the pads of her fingertips trace your features, as if committing your image to memory. Then she grasps your skull and wrenches your head to the side. And you feel her fangs sink into the flesh of your neck. She drinks deeply, and you feel yourself dying. Muscle by muscle, cell by cell, your life flows into her mouth and splatters on the roof of your studio, washed away by the rain. Then it grows dark and quiet.
Come to me, come to me, come to me.
You feel something wet and rich on your lips. It surges through your corpse like electrified acid, flooding the parts of you that atrophied. You convulse in her arms, and she smiles down at you, leaning in to give you a chaste kiss. Something dark and angry awakens inside of you. Its roar echoes inside your skull as it demands blood and broken things. It settles into the corners of your skull, making itself at home and tinting the edge of your vision red. You collapse and twitch on the ground like a broken toy. But there's no heartbeat ringing in your ears. No ragged breath to pant out as you try to regain control. Just the sound of the rain and the feeling of wet concrete against your cheek. She walks over once you still and helps you up. I didn't think you'd fall down. Maybe I should have held you longer. It's called the embrace for a reason, I suppose. Can you get up? Come here. There you go. You didn't die because I embraced you, darling. Like I said, I couldn't possibly let an artist like you fade away. Welcome to the night, my fledgling. There is a great deal to teach you, and your old life is gone. Don't mourn your mortality. I have given you something far better. There's so much to learn. But for now, I want to hold you. You're perfect. And you wouldn't believe what I had to go through to earn permission to embrace you. But now that you're here with me, it was all worth it. Oh, I know you have questions. But this isn't the place. Don't worry about that. We have eternity. But let me assure you, you've been bitten by the best. Oh, some of the kindred are mad, or hear a song they can never silence. Some are even homely. But you are a Toreador, and you're welcome. We rise above and use our gifts to make sure others do our fighting for us. What happens now? I'll take you back to my haven after you've hunted and fed. For now, feel the stillness of your existence. No heartbeat. No breath. It's just you. And that's what makes it beautiful. Look out at the city. Look. All these mortals, blind to our existence, fooled by the masquerade. What is the masquerade? Oh, darling, my child, I'm so glad you asked.